Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Vaccine. They're getting COVID positive with the vaccine.
The tests are
But they
back
told
positive.
Us that, yeah, no, they told us that was going to probably be a thing, but you just wouldn't get sick and go to the hospital. I think people really thought that the COVID vaccine was a cure.
Yeah. Right. I think people are very confused about that still to this day.
What mic you on? Huh?
I don't know. I'm going to see. You found me? Hello.
I don't know what's going on with your microphone today, Laura Styles.
Yeah, check the cord a little bit.
Check your plug-in, son. It's a mess.
Now, you're on the right mic.
You're on the right mic. The connection's whack. All right, let me figure. But anyway, we're looking at like, you know some states. So just to give y'all an example, because you're going to be hearing a lot about it today with the COVID case hikes going in the wrong direction. I heard Utah. ICU beds is full.
Mm.
Yo, you know some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. So New York, the reason our cases are low and everything's under control is because New York State is at like 60, 70% vaccination rate. Mm-hmm. The state.
Mm-hmm.
A state like Louisiana, I heard, was like 36%. New Orleans mayor, the mayor of New Orleans, I just heard a clip of her on 1010 Wins talking about they want to go back to mandatory masks.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, yo, you know.
It's getting thick again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And people can't afford to shut down again, so you have to protect yourself.
Yo, businesses that barely survived or finished if they have to shut down again.
All the mom and pop shops, all those shops that have history, that are rent controlled, all of that is out of here.
Yeah, man.
And let me tell you something. And then there's the people that are waiting for them to be out of here to open up a new Starbucks.
Facts.
Know.
Oh, the corporations is coming through.
Mm-hmm.
All the mom and pops, as soon as y'all tumble, they pulling up.
To open up a, what is it, an Amazon as seen on TV store? Have you ever seen those?
Nah, what is that?
It's these pop-up stores where it's like, remember like when you used to watch infomercials?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I know about the as seen on TV, but I didn't know Amazon owned that.
Something
now.
Like that, yeah. They have these Amazon stores.
Yeah. I know they got the Amazon store where you just walk in and you just pick up what you want and it charges it to your account. They have a couple in the airport. It's weird. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like you're stealing.
You just feel weird.
But once you scan in, I mean, it's kind of like it knows you're in there. But how does it know what you picked up?
I don't know, man. I guess it just picks up whatever barcodes are in your bag. But it's weird. It's weird.
I mean, that's going to be the wave, right?
Yeah, that's where it's headed. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you today?
All right. How's it going?
Good. Where you headed right now? What you doing?
I'm actually going to work.
And you want to shout out the job or nah? You don't really like them like that.
I'm actually an HVAC technician.
Yo, shout to the HVACs. How's business?
Business is busy.
Business is booming. That's right, because it's super hot, super humid. Speaking of, yo, see, I told y'all, which is why I didn't want to do the weather yesterday. Here in New York City, it rained out of the blue again.
Yeah. It came in heavy for like, what, 20 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Yo.
We had that.
I was inside, came outside, was like, yo, did it rain?
Yeah.
But the street was dry, but it was water on my car.
Yeah, nah.
I was like, wow.
It got busy for 20 minutes. Like, busy. People running, like, trees blowing. Like, it was no joke.
Yo, and yesterday, did you guys see any rain in the forecast?
No.
No.
Today... Because of that rain, they said that haze that's over the city has dissipated a little bit.
Okay.
It's supposed to be an immaculate day. Low humidity, beautiful sunshine, and that's supposed to last all the way through like Saturday evening. Sunday's supposed the humidity may come back a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
So shout to the HVAC people on behalf of Amanda. Dave, where you headed, bro?
Good morning. Working as a case manager in the early intervention program.
There it is. Shout to the case managers. You being nice to the people that you're managing, Dave?
Always.
Are you being patient? Understanding?
Yes, that's you definitely got to be that. That's for sure.
I just got handed vaccination stats. It looks here that New York State is only 56.2%, excuse me, which is some of the highest rates. 56.2% vaccinated.
Okay. Yeah, because what it is I think they were saying maybe 70% got the first vaccine, but 50%
are completely vaccinated.
Right, and they're anticipating if you got the first one, then you'll probably get the second one. So that's why they went for the herd immunity approval.
And then Massachusetts, I think, has like the best. They're at 63% already. That's good. Oh, no, New Hampshire, 57, but four people live in New Hampshire. Puerto Rico, I'm not lying. There might be seven people that live in New Hampshire. Stop. Puerto Rico doing pretty good.
Maine and Connecticut are the best.
Oh, Maine and Connecticut are the best, huh? Shout out to Connecticut. Responsible individuals up there.
Maine and Connecticut.
All right, Amanda, who you want to represent you today in the game that lives up to its name? And we're playing for
Summer Jam tickets. Oh,
man. Amanda, who you got?
Summer Jam.
I'm going with Laura.
You must listen. Okay. You must listen to the show because it's the game that lives up to its name.
All right, Summer Jam tickets. Remember, guys, tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. We have so many surprises. Meek Mill, A Boogie, Migo, Sweetie. Swiss Beats special tribute to DMX. Tribute to DMX.
We just added DaBaby and Polo G.
Absolutely.
Shami with the question.
Yes, yes.
Let's go.
Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
Here we go. Okay. Who spoofs his lawsuit?
Ebro. Who spoofs his lawsuit?
Three.
Spoof the lawsuit.
One.
Drake.
Incorrect. Mm. Who spoofs his lawsuit from Nike in his latest music video?
Yes, Lil Nas X.
That is correct. In Little Red Riding Hood, what type of animal dresses up like Ebro?
A wolf.
A wolf, like Red's grandmama. Who argued online with Megyn Kelly?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
That would be Naomi Osaka.
Right, for the Sports Illustrated edition cover edition. The name of which African animal means river horse?
Ebro.
Ebro.
That would be a hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus is correct. Who claims he was framed in a funk flex?
Ebro. Tory Lanez.
That is correct.
Oh,
man.
Oh, no.
What country was called Persia before? Ebro.
Persia. Was that Turkey?
Incorrect.
No, it was
Iran.
Yeah.
That's right. Before 1935. Ebro wins.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mama.
Yo, Amanda, man. You thought you knew something.
Sorry, Amanda.
Yo, now Amanda. You going to disrespect
her? Congratulations. You played
yourself. No, don't disrespect.
Damn. That's not disrespectful.
Thank you guys.
Listen, Amanda, just so you know, everybody on this program, extended family, siblings, parents, children, have all gotten this button.
Congratulations.
Oh, everyone, yeah.
You played yourself.
So that makes you a part of the family, Amanda.
Damn.
Thank you, guys.
But it also
love
means
Amanda.
You getting banged on.
Damn, yo.
Yo, Dave, you going to Summer Jam.
I'm going to Summer Jam.
Yeah,
Dave.
You in the building, Dave. Hang on. Don't hang up. We got to get some info. Dave, you want to shout out anybody? You want to thank God for your winnings? You want to do any of that?
Yeah. All the time. Thank God. Shout out to the ladies. I'm sure those are the ones who are going to get the tickets, the ladies of the house.
There it is. That's beautiful, Dave. Hang on 1 second. Two! Wait, what happened? Oh, I ain't heard this in a minute.
Wow.
Take that thing,
Miss Canada. I feel like this was the old videos with the super big clothes. You know what I'm saying? We was vibing, it was super hot.
Yo, when you was on the parkway back in the day when this was out.
What?
Good luck.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, defeat. Tatum, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
We was talking about Sean Paul not wanting to do a versus battle. But speaking of versus battles, the way the Lox and the Dipset, well, specifically Styles and Jim Jones.
Ebro, I have that coming up in this Flashing Lights because it's hilarious. Man. The way they, first of all, we're going to talk about how someone's getting fired, according to Styles B.
Yes.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but it is very entertaining.
It's a good time. Also, in other news, apparently, the internets are talking about a Kanye album that's already leaked. Rosenberg, do you have any insights here?
I have the leak. I have the leak of said yet album of said album. It does sound like it's not completely finished.
Damn, that's not what you want.
What? No, and I don't know how that always happens with Kanye, by the way. But the album is supposedly coming, what, tonight?
Yes, and there's a live stream if you want to watch from the stadium down there in Atlanta. Apple Music is airing a stream of Kanye premiering the album at 8 p.m.
Boom. He loves the
now,
stadium
listening.
Now,
is that 8 p.m. Eastern?
If it's Atlanta.
I'm assuming so. So that's 5 o'clock for everybody on the West Coasty. So, yeah, nah, I think it's going to be an event. People who hate Kanye are still talking about this album. I seen people admitting people who hate Kanye. Hell, Van Lathan, the guy who got into it with Kanye at TMZ, he was like, F it, man. I'm excited about this Kanye album. Well, no, he said, I'm excited to listen.
Yeah.
But listen, it's Kanye, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good.
I mean,
good, I hope it's something good.
I would go with Kanye's been great. And he's always been interesting, even when he ain't been great.
That's a fact.
It's Kanye West.
I'm curious to see where this falls, because I was, I feel the same way. Even when I've been most annoyed by him, I've still really liked the music for the most part. We'll see.
It's tough, though, in Kanye's shoes. He has, four or five classic albums?
A lot.
So even when he throws out his best right now, and you it's tough to compare it to the things that we've loved from him throughout the years.
Yeah, what I heard on this album was a guy who's kind of trying to split the difference between church music and secular music.
On the leak that you have.
Yes.
So out of respect, we shouldn't play anything off the leak, right? We should wait until
the album comes. Yeah.
I mean, that's your respect. I would still play one.
What you want to play, son?
I would play that one with the baby. That's clearly a clean version that's already there and sounds pretty high quality.
I mean, that's what we doing then.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
That didn't take much pressure.
I know. I was like, we should wait. We should go.
He's
like, if it was me, I would do it worse. So when we doing it, what we gonna play?
That was hilarious.
That's what we doing.
New Kanye coming up. Plus Flashing Lights with Lauren Styles. Keep it locked.
Amazon is offering.
Bro, we was just talking about, I don't know if you guys saw the videos.
Wow, I'm watching it now.
In China, they're having some crazy storms and flooding and rain. Ugh. I mean, like flash floods, crazy. Anyway, there's a video of people on a subway. And the flood water goes into the subway. And starts to fill up on the train and on the platform.
Wow.
While people's on it.
Just out of nowhere? Rain or like a pipe bust? Because that's a quick flood.
It was like a flash flood like that. Like waist deep water, son.
Just like we saw here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that sounds, I don't even know how to explain that. A flash flood that gets up to your waist?
That's like Final Destination, one of the movies, son.
When you on a train and just all of a sudden plane.
Me and my lady was watching it last night. She started having a panic attack from just looking at it. Laura just.
Same.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was like, listen, man, if I if we in that, everybody got to stay calm. We getting out of here. I'm a we living, son.
Oh, know that. Know no, that.
Don't. We getting out of here.
Yeah, you know, just.
Don't panic.
Be easy, but.
They, now, they evacuated 500 people, Rosenberg.
Yeah, but 12 died.
Yeah.
12?
I like those odds. I'm winning.
Still, 12 people died. That's horrible. Wow.
Well, I'm winning.
This stuff, it's coming, man. It may all come to an end soon. I hate to say it.
That what?
Wait, what's coming to an end exactly?
No. I'd rather not say.
The world?
I mean, if you pay attention to the way things are going.
Oh, it can't. Listen.
We just had a full global pandemic. The floods are now popping up everywhere. I don't know.
Fires in the ocean.
But yo, it's scary out here.
Yo, then the fires in the Northwest. Shout out to our family out there in the Northwest. They still trying to put those fires out. Millions of acres have burned already. Fire is so big that it has its own weather system.
Now, that's not the one that was caused by someone's birth gender reveal, right?
Oh, no. We'll get to that when we got the button ready for the gender reveal that caused the giant wildfire, and they may do 30 years in jail.
I mean, wow. Hate to say it, but yeah.
Oh, the button. I got to get the equipment ready, but the button.
It's acting up.
Oh, man. The button ain't even warm yet. What's going on?
Warm it up.
That story makes me sad.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Coming soon. Man,
it's
first.
Like an old
wait,
car.
What makes you sad?
The
China story, right?
No. Well, yeah, it's the China story, but even the gender reveal, those morons.
So what are you sad about?
Because if both go to jail, they have a baby. Like, what's going to happen
to
the baby?
The child. Well,
the baby's fault.
Hopefully they got a
his
great
or her
family.
Parents are morons, you know?
With all due respect, there are mad. There are mad people whose parents are in jail who did things less dumb than that. This is for a gender reveal. This gender reveal business,
shouldn't even be happening.
It shouldn't right. even be happening.
Get on my nerves. Let's be honest.
It's right. the dumbest
it's
event ever. Yo.
It's right.
Listen, guys.
Baby shower.
Listen. Now you coming for baby showers too?
Well, baby shower's already there. That should be good enough. Now you got to tell everybody the gender before. Just send a text.
Yo, it sounds like that's our phone topic coming up later on.
Isn't it funny though?
What celebrations people need to get rid of?
Well,
what celebrations need to be canceled?
This is now the era where we're supposed to care about gender less than ever. And we have now we have parties for gender.
Word.
It makes no sense.
Crazy.
Culture is like, hey, gender's not important. And then it's like, no. Wow. We have a pink and blue party.
No, but that's why it's happening probably, son. That's probably why it's happening so much.
People are fighting back.
That's the fight back.
It's just unnecessary. I'm like, don't invite me to your baby shower and to your gender reveal. Pick one. You get one.
What about engagement parties? Anybody ever been to an engagement party?
Nah, that's something. An engagement party, something.
Yeah, it could come or go. We don't need it.
See, I know it. Engagement party ain't nothing.
Nah, it should be for your closest. It should be for like 10 people who pop up at dinner. It shouldn't be any like.
So wait, I got to give you a gift because you got engaged, and I got to give you a wedding gift.
No, do you give gifts at an engagement party?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that I just heard about an engagement party where a gift was expected and cash was encouraged.
No. No.
Stop it.
I'm dead ass.
Okay. Well, real quick. Okay. Now we're this is going to be a good topic, but I just saw something where at a wedding, someone put tiers. Like, if you gave me a gift that was up to $250, you can request this dish. If you gave me up to $500, you can get lobster. It was insane. I'm like, this cannot be real. But
that's crazy.
People get wild.
Yo,
we'll talk about it.
Rosenberg was right.
Flashing lights, Tom. Let's go.
Let's go.
The
let's
end
go.
Is coming.
Oh, because of gender reveal?
Yeah. Now you putting tears on my gift? I can see the end.
It's insane.
Tiered gift giving.
All right, well, this is fun, guys, because Styles P and Jim Jones have been going back and forth ever since the Lox and Dipset were announced as the contestants of the Verses. In the latest round, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys saw this, that Styles P says Jim Jones will lose his job after their showdown on August 3rd, which means he will be taking over as the official weatherman. You know how Jim does his little weather reports?
Jim has yet to respond. I don't believe Jim needs to respond to this. I don't believe Styles and Jada have the power. Matter of fact, Styles, I noticed your foot tap. Your foot tap was mad slow. You're not ready. You're not ready to be the weatherman.
Wow.
It's exciting, man. Remember, Versus is going down on August 3rd. The Lox versus Dipset. I see people on social media debating this.
Well, Styles P and Jim are doing a phenomenal job making it funny and interesting. Shout to them. You know what I mean? Just having a good time with it. Styles, always just a great guy. Jada, all of them. Jim, Cam, everybody. But mostly Styles and Jim really having fun with this.
Yeah. It just makes it exciting. That's your Flesh and Light Report. The time is 7:02. Today is a high of 72 degrees and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, when that Dipset anthem goes on in it,
it's going to go wild.
When that We Gonna Make It goes on in it,
wow.
Not
yo, that
sleep.
Verse is going to be crazy. Look, keep it locked. Who should be on the list of congratulations? You played yourself. We have the gender reveal that started a wildfire.
Wow.
We have me trying to watch the Biden town hall and realizing, yo, man, it's really hard to watch Joe Biden talk, man.
Sleepy Joe?
Man, I love Sleepy Joe. Greatest, nicest guy, man. He's a great guy. Doing a great job, too.
What?
But watching him talk sometimes, bro, get the ants out, man.
Damn.
Spit it out.
HDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Summer Jam artists, Moneybagg Yo. Yo, didn't he have like a public relationship, Laura Stiles or something, his girl? I mean, he had like a famous IG famous girl or something?
Yep.
Girl,
yep,
who
did? Yep.
Moneybagg Yo.
Ari. Oh, MBO.
That's right. Moneybagg.
Yeah, her name is Ari Fletcher.
I see a headline here says Fletcher, they broke up. Yeah. Damn.
I don't know.
It's always the worst.
It's always something.
Public relationships and then breakups?
You know, subtweets, whatever they do.
See, why? Why do people do that?
Why?
I don't get it.
Because when you bring people all into your relationship and then things go left.
But I think it's that people can't manage to also go quiet for a while. So they have to tell everyone.
But at a certain point, don't you have to? You can't just pop back up on IG without people going to be asking questions.
I mean, I don't know. I managed to do it. I'm not Moneybagg Yo, but I think if you stay quiet long enough, people either figure it out and then you come back and you say something like, yeah, and you keep it low and keep it moving. But that is something I realized over my divorce. That was when I realized I'm not famous. Like, yeah, people know me in New York somewhat. And that's nice. I'm not famous. Because if you're famous, you feel a need, it seems like, to be like, damn, my life's in shambles. Yo, someone give me my phone so I could go on IG Live real quick. I wanted to hide under my bed. I was like, I guess I'm not like y'all. I don't want to go on IG Live and talk about this.
You wanted to run and hide.
I want to run and hide. And I can't imagine someone going through it. It's like, yo, pass me my phone. Let me talk to the people about my relationship of the last 14 years.
Some people's relationship, I mean, especially celebs, they feel like it's one with their career, which
I guess you're right.
If you feel like that,
Congratulations. Yep. You played yourself.
You gotta have some person. Right? Playing yourself. If your whole life is intertwined with your career, your entire life is intertwined with everything you do professionally?
Chill.
How do you turn that off? When does that end?
Yes, it's so terrible. And I, you know, when I started dating my girlfriend, because she is, you know, she has more IG followers than I do. And when we started dating, that was one hang up I had. I was like, oh man, I wonder if we're like going to be like always thinking about putting stuff on social. And I realized immediately that she's not like that. And I was so relieved because I was like, I do that. Where even when you're alone, you're thinking like every moment's for content.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, I ain't with it. Also, remind me not to watch Joe Biden's town halls and just get the highlights.
Why?
Oh, you meant to watch Joe Budden.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because, man, Joe Biden, the nicest guy, man. It's great to see him. He wants to talk. He wants to help. He wants to connect. We've talked about this a number of times on the show, what a great guy Joe Biden is. Mm-hmm. And I believe he's doing a great job, and I truly believe when he says he wants to bring the country together, he wants to find a way to work with Republicans, he wants to find solutions, mm-hmm. I really believe that's who he is. He's from that era in politics where things weren't as divided as they are right now. However, hearing him articulate these thoughts, because remember, Joe Biden's got a stuttering problem. Then he's old on top of that.
And he's sleepy.
And he's sleepy. Because he's old.
Nap.
Yo, listen.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No, to me. For tuning in, because at a certain point, I was like, I can't keep watching this, and I want to.
You're like, I just get the highlights.
It's monotone, it just...
Nah, it's just like, I'm like, you're waiting for him to complete a thought, and sometimes it just takes a little bit of time.
That's damn, it, have yo. Patience.
You got to. And
but
you know
the only thing I don't agree with that's messed up, I'm going to give Shawnee the button for throwing in sleepy.
What?
That's just believing propaganda from Trump. Nothing really shows that he's sleepy.
He doesn't look like...
I mean, work is getting done, right?
Yeah, he doesn't. And also, it's not like his eyes are shutting when he's standing there. He's not low energy. He's just old.
I mean, well, old dust nap time.
Congratulations.
That's wrong. That's not right.
I was just thinking of an adjective to go with Ebro's description. You know what I'm saying?
It just sleepy, sleepy Joe.
Listen, real talk. Like I said, I think he's doing a great job. I hope this infrastructure bill passes. You know, listen, I think he's getting people vaccinated as much as he possibly can, promoting positivity, positive energy. There was Republicans in there asking him questions. He wasn't petty. He wasn't, you know, doing it. You know what I'm saying? He's an adult. He's mature. It's just, woof.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's tough. Laura, what's on your list today?
Well, we mentioned this earlier. Remember the two morons who decided to do a gender reveal? I guess they used a smoke bomb, which caused a horrible, horrible wildfire.
A smoke bomb?
Guys, it's just, I can't.
Congratulations.
Gender reveals.
You played yourself.
So a couple, this happened in 2020. They are now charged with the death of a firefighter.
Wow.
They're actually being charged with 30 crimes. 30. The couple, including involuntary manslaughter. Because a firefighter died. Yeah,
in the wildfire that they created last year.
This is in Yucaipa, California. I don't know where Yucaipa is in California.
It's up north.
It's September 5th. And
I've never heard California like that. California.
Yo, that was nuts, by the way. That was
it
Laura
it was
went.
Espanol.
She went full Espanol like I never even heard.
But do you know, listen, this fire went to burn down more than 22,000 acres, guys, across two counties.
Well, guess what? It's sad, like Laura said earlier, I guess it is sad that they had a baby on the way.
Dude, that's
and
the
they
only
might have
thing.
To go to jail.
That's the only thing that makes me feel a certain type of way. I'm like, it's not the baby's fault. Their parents are morons. You know what I mean? But now both of them are being charged, and they're going to do time. They're facing, like, I think, like 20.
No, 30. What? 30? 30 years.
Wow. 30 years, Shawnee.
Facing 30.
Wow.
I mean,
so now
they?
This is supposed to be like the colorful smoke that they were trying to set
yes,
up or something?
Yes,
pink
yes.
Or
it was colorful.
And we just got the name of the baby.
Congratulations.
Oh.
You played yourself.
Oh, little baby, congrats.
Damn. Little baby, congrats. That's what they should name
terrible.
It.
Congi.
They need a good lawyer, son.
Rosenberg, what's on your list?
I'm still just rolling in that because, man, can you imagine the level of damage you've done? Like, yeah, I feel bad. I do feel bad for you. I guess it depends how negligent they were. That would be the key.
You needed a smoke bomb.
See, that's the thing, right there.
You needed a whole bomb.
22,000 acres.
And real quick, weren't there already tons of warnings at that time about any fires?
It was during the season, yep. Yeah.
They didn't even want people smoking cigarettes outside. Like, they didn't want you to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I feel that bad, guys. But I do feel bad for this guy. I just sent you all a picture. All of you. Shawnee, even to your green text.
Thank you.
I sent you guys a picture of the look of the face of a young man who, after standing up on the dugout at a minor league Boston Red Sox game, and getting down on one knee to propose to his girlfriend. Mm. That is the face of after she said no and ran off from the dugout.
Wow. Congratulations. Oh, you played yourself.
You see that face?
Damn, yo.
You see the players in the dugout looking back at him like, what happened?
Yes.
He stood on the dugout so all the fans could see, and he brought her up there, and then he got on one knee, and the second the ring came out, you just see her mouthing, no, no, covering her face. She jumped off the dugout and ran away. To which I always ask the question, when people get no when they propose, they always deserve the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Why always?
Because, let's be real, guys, proposing it's not supposed to be a real question.
Right.
It's supposed to be a sure thing.
Right. Like, you should be 100% sure that this person wants to be with you.
Yo, it's actually, proposal's not really the right word. Because when you do a proposal at a job, you're really trying to convince them with, like, a PowerPoint presentation and all sorts of information as to why.
It's a proposal. It's an idea. I have this idea.
Yo, please let me sell you on my idea. If you're actually taking your marriage proposal that way, that's a problem.
Hey, Ma, I got an idea. We should spend the rest of our lives together.
Listen to this. I know I've known you a month, but I really think this could work. So I feel really bad for the guy, but
you played yourself.
I don't.
So all that big wedding talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo. That face in the picture, though?
Yeah, he looks crazy.
I actually feel worse for the lady for being put in that situation, because clearly to run away.
Yeah. Oh, that's embarrassing, man.
To have to run out of there.
Terrible.
To have to do that to somebody in front of everybody.
Laura, you ever had to deny a proposal?
No.
I could see it. I could have seen it.
No. What? What do you mean? You could see me saying, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah, like someone going for it and Laura being like, nah, I'm not checking.
Damn.
That hasn't happened.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kanye West album has leaked. The internets are talking about it. After thumbing through it, I'm here to let y'all know it is not the finished product.
Mm. No.
It's not.
However...
Hold on. Nah.
Where's that joint with the
it's
baby
there.
He was talking about?
I got it in the system. DJ John has put it in the system.
You sure this is it?
Kanye and the baby. The baby definitely has references to Kanye and new Yeezys, and it's definitely a joint. It's definitely a joint.
All right, here we go. Cast one, you ready? Kanye West and the baby.
Yo.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, he finessed that sample, though.
He really did.
Clearly, that's not finished. Or maybe it is. Because I tell you what, though. There's been a lot of Kanye records, even on the gospel album, where you're like, yo, this is fire, but there's no
verse.
Is
he going to do more?
Is he going to do more to it? Is that it?
Now, it's also interesting that to use that Lauren record, if in fact this is on the album, because that's what Drake just used for a smash just a couple years ago, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sort of interesting, right?
Mm. Who on this show speculated that Drake was going to put out a record during this time? Was that it, or did I read that on Twitter? Where they was like,
probably Twitter.
Drake and Kanye still going at it. I bet you Drake puts out his album soon after, or or a song around this time.
That's probably Twitter. I don't remember any of us saying that.
Here's Kanye West. Now here's the one with the baby.
Here we go.
Yo, we was just talking about these crazy stories here around the New York City area. An 80-year-old man found dead in his home. And they wrote on his body that he was a child molester.
Mm. Ugh,
the man horrible. Was 80. They wrote in ink these accusations that he molested children. His daughter is vehemently denying that. Mm. But there was a 28-year-old woman who lived with him with his daughter, and she was the caretaker for him. They're saying she has not been named a suspect in the death. The 28-year-old woman was arrested twice in the last 5 months, most recently for assaulting her own 3-year-old daughter, just 6 hours after Rayner's body was discovered in the hallway outside the apartment he shared with the home health aide and her child.
Hmm.
So it was a mess. AKA a mess.
Horrible. Horrible.
Really
horrible.
Sounds like it.
Another mess over in Brooklyn. Did you guys hear about this Peeping Tom? He had two roommates. A Brooklyn man was busted Wednesday for secretly recording his roommates in their bedrooms.
Mm.
Thomas Tamborski. He had a 24-year-old roommate who became suspicious that someone was going into her room while she was out. So she hooked up a camera in January to find out what was going on. While she did not catch Tamborski, the building super, in the act, the recording device picked up an infrared light coming out of the bedroom wall.
Mm.
The woman reported it to police, who found 57-year-old Tamborski's hidden camera.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is creepy. Wow.
That's what this article says here.
Creepy.
The way you started
Thomas
that whole...
Thomas Tamborski's creepy camera work.
The way you started that story sounded like the setup of a joke, though. A Peeping Tom has two roommates. A lot of weirdos, man.
I can't, guys.
A lot of weirdos.
Can you change the subject, please?
Sure, DJ John's here. Weirdo. Thank you. Wait, that's not really changing the subject.
Wait, different kind of weirdo.
DJ John. He's not that kind of weirdo.
DJ John.
What'd you say, Kaz?
I said hunting outfit activated.
Oh, yeah, he's camo down.
He's wearing
Duck Hunt John.
Yes, full camouflage.
John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, y'all.
Nope. Here he goes again. This is my favorite game.
What mic is John on?
How you doing, John?
I'm feeling good. What's going on, y'all?
Good, man. How you feeling about your Yankees?
We won. It was a walk-off that they won off.
Whoa, what was walk-off. That?
Sorry.
Settle down, John.
I know. I'm excited. All
right, let's try it again.
I'm excited because they won last night of a walk-off. It was pretty amazing.
There you go.
I did see a crazy fan run across the field and get beat down by security.
As you should.
Is there a video of that out yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't see video of it. I want to see that.
I want to try that.
I just want to shout out to the Mets, too, and Mets fans.
Who?
You know who.
Man,
one of the best teams in baseball. You know who.
You know the.
Let's go.
But they are a first place team. They are a first place team, John.
Okay,
yeah, but the Yankees won. Shouldn't we be celebrating the Yankees winning?
But here's the thing. We should celebrate the Yankees winning. But guess who's been winning?
Ooh,
the Mets.
Mm, all right,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Talk that talk, Ebro.
Quick queen.
You know what I'm saying? I like when you talk. You know what I'm saying? You be telling that truth. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, you tell the truth, man.
Mets fan.
Yo, I keep it real. I'm not a Mets fan. I just wanted to, you know, I know we have Mets fans that listen. They rarely get celebrated.
Rarely.
And Ebro knows this town well enough to know that if it continues and the Mets make the playoffs and let's say the Yankees come short, we know all of a sudden this becomes a Mets town. So we better prepare.
That's right.
That's the Shaman.
There you go, Shaman.
Shaman. That is Shaman.
And by the way, the Mets have go ahead, Shaman. The Mets have a new owner, new GM. They got new everything.
Not to mention the best pitcher in baseball.
The Yankees and the Mets have the same record. What are we talking about?
Actually, the Mets are one game better.
See, no, you see half what I'm saying? Better.
You see?
Half game.
See, John? See? You know half what you should John? Do?
F*** out of here.
Call right now. You could be smarter than this guy, John. All you got to do is answer a question super fast. The lines are open, 800-223-9797. John, what are you giving away?
2021 Summer Jam tickets, baby. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Migos, the baby, just added. Polo G just added. Rosenberg and the Real Late Show and the Showettes. Let's see.
What?
Megan Wright and Friends. It's going to be a crazy show, man.
Moneybag, yo.
Moneybag.
Meek Mill.
Sure.
Sweetie. Rowdy Rebel. Bobby Shmurda.
They're my favorites.
Yo, the way people was acting for Rowdy Rebel and Bobby Shmurda when they came home, like, yo, they need to be at Summer Jam. I'm like, they in there. We got them in there. They going to be on the stage.
Baby.
I was talking to somebody the other day about it, and they was like, yeah, but who else you going to have? I was like, I thought that's who y'all wanted.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody, y'all, as much as we've celebrated this song over the years, it's never rang off as Summer Jam with them performing.
Now, question for you. If you had your druthers, you wanted him to come out and just hit this, or would you want to see French walk out and hit the French verse first?
Of course, you know, the more the merrier.
Right.
I'm all about the surprise element, the and friends. I think Summer Jam created and friends.
I did. Definitely created and friends.
Wait, you
didn't? We didn't create and many more, but and friends for sure.
And friends is a Summer Jam creation.
Facts.
It's going to be a movie. Yo, Betsy.
Yes.
Good morning, Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do they name people Betsy anymore? Do you know, like, Betsy, do you meet other Betsys?
No, not really.
Yeah. Mm. It's one of those names, like Agatha.
No, it is not like Agatha. Jermaine and Jack?
No, I was just saying, like, or Agnes. It's not
Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not it was a popular name. It had its era. And now, you know what I mean? Betsy's one of those names.
Right. I don't consider.
I think my era was like the last era. If you're younger than 45 and your name is Betsy, you're a unicorn.
Right. I know a 40-year-old Betsy.
See? Okay. Maybe I should lower the number.
Yeah.
She's a great guy.
Now, Betsy, pay attention. We got a question for you. Answer super fast, okay? So you can be smarter than DJ John.
Okay, Betsy. Here we go. Typically, what are the two colors used in gender reveals?
Pink and blue.
Oh, pretty.
Correct.
Baby blue.
DJ John, here's your question. Can you tell us who is credited with the first recorded gender reveal?
Oh, wow.
Wow, first ever. Let's see. Let's go back to, like, B.C., right? Got to go B.C.? Like
B.C.
Before Christ?
B.C.?
Before Christ. Hold on. Maybe Jesus. I'm gonna go, no, not Jesus.
Yeah.
Her name is Jenna Carvudinus.
It's not Jesus? I think you're on the right path with the whole nativity and the three wise men and they, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
might
sure
have been
had,
a gender reveal.
I'm sure they had a video camera back then to record all that too.
Nah. Was that part of the question? The recording?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Horse crap. Problem.
Yo, Betsy, you going to Summer Jam?
Yay!
You're in the building, Betsy. August 22nd. The baby, Moneybag, Yo, Meek Mill, Migos, Saweetie, Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda, Megan Wright, and friends. The whole Hot 97 family is going to be in the building. A Boogie, yo. Don't forget A Boogie. That's a movie when he steps up there. BX will be in the building. Thank you, Betsy. Hang on.
Thank you.
On the way, flashing lights, Lauriston.
Coming up, flashing lights, Megan Thee Stallion's on the cover of Sports Illustrated and had an interview with Tyra Banks. But I'll let you know why people were very confused.
I know why.
As to what Tyra Banks was wearing. It was really strange. We'll discuss it coming up.
Cash 197 minutes commercial free.
Ooh.
Ooh, I was wondering if that phone ring was going to ring off. I need that.
Baby, hello?
Ghostini version.
Pick up, baby.
Pick up, baby.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire!
The headline reads, it's so hot in Dubai, the government is paying scientists to make it rain.
Wow.
Facing a hotter future, dwindling water sources, and an exploding population, scientists in one Middle East country are making it rain literally. United Arab Emirates meteorological officials released a video this week of cars driving through a downpour in the northern part of the country. The storm was a result of one of the UAE's newest efforts to increase rainfall in a desert nation that gets about 4 inches of rain a year.
Wow. That's interesting because I always thought the weather machines were supposed to be like top
secret. Remember that? Remember that, Shani?
Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, look, we need some water, bruh.
Make it rain.
And
make
we know you rain. Got the machines. We got the money. Let's get it cracking.
Run the machines. Seed the clouds. Word. Make it rain.
Run the tune.
You know, there's a lot of new revelations coming. You know, we talk about the what do they call them now? They don't call them UFOs anymore.
What do they call it?
Phenomenon. Some
UAE?
Unidentified aerial UAPs.
Yeah, there's
unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Really?
Yeah, they don't call them UFOs because they
now that they revealing them.
Right. Well, no, because you can't call them UFOs because they made UFOs bad. Like they already programmed the nation to be like, or the population of the planet to be like, UFOs ain't real. It ain't real. Right. You know. So they had to rename it so that it sounded different so you would believe it.
So from unidentified flying object to
unidentified aerial phenomena.
Right. It's got a bad rap.
My Lord. But anyway, so now they've revealed that. Pentagon is like, we got them.
Yeah, so that's out. And so now we've been talking about weather machines for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But it's been, like,
they
low.
Don't create weather. They don't do that.
And the weather machine is not just clouds. It's earthquakes too, and all that stuff.
But that's what they say.
Tornadoes, hurricanes.
They say all of that. Mm-hmm. But now here we have evidence of a nation, United Arab Emirates, creating rain.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's in the Washington Post.
Crazy.
A lot of things are being revealed.
Yep.
It's not the craziest thing going on, though, to be real.
It's not the craziest, but it is something that people denied.
Mm-hmm. Two things we just mentioned.
It is something that people denied.
Yeah, that part is crazy that all of a sudden people are like, yeah, sure, there might be. Because back in the day, let's be real, believing in UFOs was the number one sign you were crazy.
Right, and y'all call me crazy. Tin hats and
well,
all that.
Well, Shani, you have so many, though.
But
you have
so many. But now, so we talking about
Shani,
quantity?
That's not the only reason.
No, I don't mean, I don't mean UFOs.
Other things will be revealed, Laura.
No, I don't mean UFOs, Shani. I mean, you have so many tin hats. It's like, you're a damn tin hat collector, bro.
But look, so we just, two things got revealed.
Honestly, we never played you on the UFO situation.
Right.
Everyone here was like, they're real in some sort of way.
Clearly, Shawnee's up here telling his truth right now.
I know.
You guys are trying to act like you didn't make him feel some type of way.
When I first came forward with it, it was all about, was it stars and quasars? Is this what you're on?
You guys remember when he saw the flying saucer by the on the FDR drive?
It wasn't a flying saucer.
Nah, I said it was a UFO.
That's right. He sure did.
It was a phenomenon.
It was an unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Right.
We got to use the right terminology, Sean.
I mean, the point is, clearly there's cover-ups, and people will seem crazy until the government says it's okay.
Talk to them, Shawnee.
They released videos.
All I'm saying is when I say stuff, you can doubt it for a little while, but when it gets revealed, just give me my flowers. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. Pat him on the back.
Just give me my flowers.
You know what I mean?
Yes, kid. Yes.
What is it? What has to happen for you to be worthy of the flowers? Like, we need to see it. Like, we all need to see the spaceship. Like,
we all have to come in contact with an alien.
Clearly you believe mass media. So once the government
says
it.
We are the mass media.
We're not doing investigative research here. You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem. So we're just irresponsible media.
Exactly. So when I say mainstream, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Shawnee, God. Don't say we don't do investigative research. Don't say
what
that.
What do you mean? We Google.
Shawnee did research. He drove on the Van Wyck.
Yeah, exactly.
Shawnee
I have first encounters.
Facebook be pointing them to all the right things.
I mean, don't say that.
You do your research.
What's more research than a first encounter?
That's right. That's right.
Well, you weren't on the spaceship, though, just to be clear, right?
Oh, God.
He can neither confirm nor deny.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You're asking too many questions now.
Shouts to Mars. Shout out to the universe.
Shout out
to Uranus.
All right,
Uranus.
All right, let's go flash your lights, man. Come on, man.
Let's go, please. Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Shouts to Jupiter.
Shawnee is definitely the alien in the room.
Facts.
Be careful, guys.
Anunnaki, what up?
You know, man. Shawnee rocking his skin suit tight today.
You already know.
You know what I mean?
That's why cancerous skin suit.
I was about to say, that's why Shawnee said he doesn't need suntan lotions, because it's a suit.
I done been around the sun. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is.
Facts.
All right, what you got? So Megan Thee Stallion had an interview with Tyra Banks for Sports Illustrated. Remember, Megan is on the cover looking incredible. So during the interview, it's Tyra Banks and Megan Thee Stallion in a hot tub and a tell-all interview. But what was strange about this is that Megan is in a bikini, you know, right, being regular. And then Tyra Banks is in a full gown, like long sleeve gown in the hot tub.
Wait, what?
It's so weird, Ebro.
Laura, I saw it. It looks like...
What's happening? First of all,
is this the theme of her show that she interviews people in a hot tub?
I don't know, but that's strange.
If so, she needs to give Kevin Hart his gimmick back because he was already doing that. Second of all... If you're going to be in a pool with someone for whatever reason doing an interview, that woman's wearing a full-on bathing suit. Why does it look like she's wearing a nightgown? Like she just walked. It was like she was sleepwalking
and just stepped into
the water. Yo, Ebro, it covers her shoulders.
No,
I'm looking at it.
I'm trying to figure out why this happened.
You're a swimsuit model.
Well, no. I mean, listen. Maybe things aren't as taut and tight as they used to be for Tyra. So maybe she felt like, you know, a little intimidated by Megan Thee Stallion's, you know.
Young, tight,
but
boss.
So maybe Tyra was like, I'm going to wear this cover-up. But the cover-up usually is worn outside the water.
Yes.
You can't wear a full parka.
And if you want a long-sleeve bathing suit, they have those. Because a lot of swimmers wear them.
Maybe the long sleeve bathing suit wasn't elegant enough.
This is a straight. It looks like a gown, guys.
It looks like Tyra was like, "Oh, I thought this was a nightgown. Shoot, not a swimsuit.
No. Or literally, she woke up in the middle of the night, was sleepwalking around her house, and stepped into a pool. That's what it looks like. It's bizarre.
So weird, but."
The whole interview in the pool was kind of weird to me, to be honest with you. But anyway.
It was a cute conversation, but it just... I'm sorry. Everyone was very distracted about that gown in the hot tub. It's just weird.
Let's talk about Megan on the cover of Sports Illustrated, though. Yeah.
I know. She looks amazing.
Whew.
That's your flash and light report. The high of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
My Lord!
My well, I mean, Rosenberg, you wear a t-shirt in the pool.
Not true. How dare you, actually. You know what? Apologize.
I saw you sitting poolside with a t-shirt on.
Nah. Apologize after just a couple months ago, I had the bravery to get on the Instagram,
that's right.
Shirtless sure on the gram. And here you come. I never wore a shirt in the pool. I will sit with a shirt by the pool if I don't want any more sun. I'm white, man.
Got it.
Let's not go back to the suntan conversation again.
I didn't know the parameters. I didn't know the t-shirt at the pool parameters. My bad. That's my bad.
Once you wear it into the pool, that means you're just giving up. Like, you're like, I'm fat. I just wear a shirt into the pool. I haven't given up yet.
I respect it. Thank you. Keep it locked, man. We're 97 minutes commercial free. Cast one, go.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
What? Look. Celebrations need to be canceled. Do people need a gender reveal? Do people need an engagement party?
I'm not putting those in the same class, but let's discuss.
Turn up an iPhone.
Hey, they're close, man.
Is a 13-year-old party the same as a sweet 16?
Wait, they doing 13-year-old parties?
I seen it.
No,
stop it.
No.
They out there.
I'm going to tell you that promposal, those promposals that they, those need to be out of here, son.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, I can't believe Elena is on the phone about to say what she's about to say regarding things that need to go away.
Oh, here we go.
We were talking about parties. You know, it really started with gender reveals and the fact that last year a couple started a wildfire and they're facing 30 years for a gender reveal gone terribly wrong.
That's right.
And so we started talking about gender reveal parties and all this sort of thing. And look, I understand, man. People are finding ways to celebrate, finding reasons to gather, celebrate love, life, and family. Mm-hmm. I get it. But some things, y'all go too far.
That's right.
Too far.
What could just be a nice little gathering, y'all want to turn into a... Even Sweet 16, I think, are OD ever since MTV started.
Oh, yeah. My Super Sweet 16.
I always thought that was OD.
They've always been OD on my side.
Your family doesn't do what... Does your family do Sweet 16s, Cass?
Hell yeah, they used to do Sweet 16. No. They do Sweet 15 and Sweet 16.
Wait, no.
Sweet 15?
Yo, they did quinceañera. They did Sweet 16.
Wait, so culturally, y'all didn't choose? Y'all didn't be like, you know.
When it comes to an excuse to party, my family don't choose, baby. We go all out.
We take all holidays. I'm glad you're on the show. What about gender reveals? Where y'all at on those?
No, that's not a thing.
Too far.
That's not a thing.
Okay, what about engagement parties?
No, that's not a thing.
Not a thing. Man. So we're talking about callers. 800-223-9797. Where you at on these things? What do you think should go away? Elena.
Hey.
Elena, what do you think should go away? Parties and celebrations that are over the top. They need to be gone.
as far as over the top, I don't think celebrations of mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs should go to waste. Not at all. But I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Ohika Castle, which is one of the most, second largest privately owned castle for a freaking bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah. It's numb to me now. It's a castle.
Wait. Like, how much money are we talking about? Like, how expensive is it to rent this place?
I know. Bro. Hey, Celebrity Sports Entertainment is doing a party there in August. It's at least like $250,000 a day.
Oh, my gosh.
To rent out that place. And for what have you really done at that age?
Well, here, Elena.
Fair point. Nothing.
Rich people tend to go, these are the ones that people who really go far with the celebrations because they got the money to just pay somebody to set up the party for them.
Right.
So they don't really even do anything. They just pay somebody. Bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs been OD for a long time.
Listen, I can't sit here and say very much about this because, you know, my parents, they definitely went ham on my bar mitzvah. You know the location of my bar mitzvah, y'all?
What?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yo, man, let me tell you, that Holiday Inn on Wisconsin Avenue in D.C. was so crazy.
Holiday Inn.
Aww.
What? We had a full DJ. We had an ice cream bar.
How much you think they actually pay, real talk?
Legitimately, in 1992, I've never asked, but my guess is, looking back at my bar mitzvah, my parents probably spent like $10,000 on it, something like that.
What? That's expensive.
That's still
just to be clear, though, it's not.
Relative to bar mitzvahs, it's not.
It's kind of the minimum you could get away with for a bar mitzvah where you invite family, you know what I mean? To rent a hall and get food.
And basically, a bat mitzvah and a bar mitzvah are a sweet 13.
Yeah, basically.
Best way to describe it, yeah.
It's a sweet 13.
Yeah, they add a whole religious component to it, but really it is that when you think about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a quinceañera at Jay's.
Quinceañeras, some people add the religious component to it too. Catholics, I've seen Catholic ones. AC, what are the parties and celebrations that need to go away, man? You've had enough.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, AC.
Good morning.
I listen to you guys every day. I love you.
Love you, too.
I'm Jewish, and bar and bat mitzvahs aren't going to go away. If you have a 13-year-old party and you're Jewish, it's because you're having your bar mitzvah.
That's correct.
And I guess when you turn 12 for a girl, you have your bat mitzvah. But, like, all of these Christian kids getting jealous of their Jewish friends and insisting that their parents throw them a 13-year-old party.
Wait, that's happening?
That's a real thing?
Have something? I don't know. You guys called it a 13-year-old party.
It's because it's the intro to teenage years.
I'm assuming y'all are talking about Christian kids who get jealous of their Jewish friends and insist their parents throw them a party.
Yes.
Can't the Jews have anything?
I agree. Jews can't have anything. Black people can't have anything. Nobody can have anything, okay?
I agree. Let us have our bar mitzvah, man. We don't get to have Christmas. Jewish kids 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, their friends are having ill Christmases, we're having boring Hanukkahs, then we get to have a bar mitzvah.
I love bar mitzvahs.
Don't you guys get gifts every day?
Yo, I love AC for this combo.
We get to have a party when we're 12 or 13. Let us just have that. Wait until you're 16.
And a bunch of listen, AC. All 12-year-old, 13-year-old parties matter, okay?
That's a fact.
Styles and Rosenberg. All mitzvahs matter.
Yeah. My son Jaja is 12. This year I'm celebrating Black Mitzvah. It's going down. It's going down in October. He's going to be 13. It's going to be a Black Mitzvah. This year, baby.
Well, then he better start studying his Torah portion, because if I find out y'all appropriated it without him doing the Hebrew, we're going to have a real conversation up here.
He's going to be original. Original. We're going to make it right.
Yeah, the gurus are on the way. Cast one, what you got? 97 minutes commercial free right now. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. I would tell you the weather, but it's probably going to be wrong. Yesterday, they said it wasn't going to rain, and it rained. Today, they're saying it's clear. And there's no chance of rain. 0% chance of rain. High 81 is supposed to be a beautiful day. Mm. We're not supposed to see any chances, like significant chances of rain, until Sunday.
Hmm.
But let's see.
Amen.
Kanye West and Drake allegedly squashed their beef.
This story is so nothing.
You read it?
I did. I got trolled into clicking that, and all it says is that Karen Civil tweeted, "Nah, they friends now."
That was the whole
That's the whole thing.
You know, knowing both of them, I don't think they want to have problems with each other. They're both ultimately individuals who want positive vibes.
Mm-hmm. You mean they saw?
Well, no, I'm just saying they both want to be loved.
Got it.
Kanye wants to be loved. He wants to be liked and loved and appreciated. Mm-hmm. Drake wants to be liked and loved and appreciated. Right. And that's why they probably get into so many situations with people is because people...
That's everybody in the entertainment business who gets into it, people, basically.
Yeah.
Is they just want love, man.
I'm here for a Kanye Drake romance.
It was close. It was close until the way the story goes, Kanye did him dirty with the album release dates and all that.
Oh yeah.
And so, allegedly the whole issue with, you know, pushing on about the baby and the beef records and all of that.
Oh yeah, that got ugly. Forgot about that.
Oh, you forgot.
Yeah.
It was close though, because remember. Remember, Drake wrote that Kanye record, what, the best song off that Kanye album.
Right.
That joint was hard.
Yeah, it got spicy between them.
Well, speaking of Kanye, tonight on Apple Music, there is a scheduled live stream of Kanye playing his album for the first time at the stadium. I believe it's the football stadium down in Atlanta.
Oh, it's the football. I assumed it was basketball. He's in the stadium.
It said stadium, so I'm assuming it's the football. It did not say arena.
Oh, well, then, hey, you're right.
Yeah, it's football.
It's the football. The Benz, the Mercedes, whatever, the Mercedes-Benz stadium. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't, and I'm assuming because it's Atlanta, they're going to have people in there. And
I mean,
also
it's
because
America.
It's Atlanta, they're going to have people in there with no masks on.
By the way, that's called America. Right. That's not about Atlanta anymore. That's just America. That's everywhere.
Right, because at the town hall with Biden last night in Cincinnati, Ohio, they had a whole crowd, no mask, all everybody vaccinated, though. They going to be checking for vaccinations?
No. It's full. I was in Texas all weekend. It's open. There's no... And that's not just Texas. It's everywhere. You can go
Florida's
to arenas now. Here's the same.
I thought you had to have a vaccine to go maskless or to be in a crowd in the Garden or Barclays.
I don't know about the Garden or Barclays, but... People are everywhere now, indoors and outdoors, with no mask.
Yeah.
So I don't really see the difference.
Like, I understand, like, Yankee Stadium and Citi Field, being that it's outside, makes a little bit more sense. But indoors?
Like, there was a Beacon Theater show last week. I don't know that it was vaccinated only. I don't know that.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Interesting.
Whoa. America is open, guys. It's open.
I know that the mayor of New Orleans and the governor of California, who they locked down L.A. County, where you got to have masks inside in L.A. County. New Orleans, who's having a serious uptick in numbers because that state of Louisiana has like a 35% vaccination rate. They're talking about wearing masks again. Out here in New York City, de Blasio is saying, listen, we're not worried about masks. Our numbers are good. What we are worried about is making sure we continue to get people vaccinated. So remember, as a reminder, the vaccine is meant to keep you out of the hospital and from dying. It does not mean you won't contract coronavirus again. They just want people to not die, which I think is commendable.
Not wanting people to die?
I think it's commendable.
I heard someone on the nightly news yesterday say it very well. He wasn't denying that there are risks to the vaccine. So I think that may be big for people who are anti-vaccine, is to acknowledge there are risks with the vaccine. But the way that he said it was that the risks of COVID outnumber the risks of the vaccine 100 to 1.
Where did he get that number from?
No, he was. I don't think he was speaking literally. Oh. I think he was just saying it is a much greater risk to be out here dealing with COVID than
it
is to
be. Well, if you get COVID
vaccine
and you have a bad way to go with it, it could permanently damage your lungs, your heart, and other bodily functions.
I'm not going to lie, though. I've been having conversations with people who are not vaccinated these days, and I'm sort of... I've moved into a new area of frustration where I've realized it's just this like personal belief thing that I can't understand.
What's
and
that?
And so that people have a personal belief that they're just like, no, I can't do it. It's not safe. And I'm just like, well, everything we do medically is a risk. You know what I'm saying? When I got my appendix out, they said, we're going to do this. Sign this paper. We might kill you.
You might die.
Yo, as I'm sitting there and they're about to push me into the room, my ex-wife's standing there. Mm-hmm. They're like, you need to sign this right now if you want this surgery. And I looked at it. It said, you may die. And I said, okay. I looked at her. She was like, I guess we got to sign. Bye. And you go in and you give it your best.
Every knee surgery I've had is
you signed.
Yeah, and they was only operating on my knee. They wasn't opening up my innards.
They put you under, you might die.
Yeah. Right.
And so
this feels like they're not necessarily giving those warnings the same way. They're offering you trips and movies and
when you get
money
there,
and it's just like, hey, just go, and it's not really telling you the risk.
When you get there for the vax, they tell
that's
them,
all the warnings
they
are
talk
there.
To you.
They talk
they
to
give you
heavy.
All the warnings?
Yes. Of course, yes. You have to sign everything.
You got to sign papers.
Just like any other medical.
How do they know all the warnings when it's still under trial?
Well, they know the warnings that they know.
They know what 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 they know. And listen, we've all taken vaccines our whole life that we know what we know. But I guess I'm just at my wit's end now of like, I was talking to someone yesterday because I was going to go to a show tonight. I was going to go to a rap show tonight. And I don't know, based on my last experience a couple of weeks ago, and I know it's a similar crowd based on the kinds of artists. Right. I know it's a similar crowd, and I knew about the way COVID spread last time. I was like, man, I'm not going to go out.
So
like,
what? You did an event, just for the audience to understand what you're talking about. You DJ'd an event.
I performed a real late set, yeah.
And mad people caught COVID at this event.
Yes. Many, 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 and were laid down. I was just speaking to a friend earlier who said that he's just now coming out of it. It's been about 10 days. He's now coming out of it and getting his appetite back and stuff back. But he said that during the throes of it, he felt like he wanted to die. This is a normal,
and he was
very close friend of mine.
Unvaccinated.
He was unvaccinated. He was not anti-vax. He's frankly just someone who works really hard, been running around, and just hadn't taken care of it yet.
And got caught out there.
And he's like, I'm definitely getting it as soon as I'm able to get the vaccine now. I'm getting the vaccine because I wanted to die. It was so, and this is a healthy young person. It makes me not want to go back out tonight. And then I talked to a couple of people who I'm friends with from that world, casually mentioned the vaccine, and they're like, nah, I can't F with the shot, yo. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stay home.
Well, because there are still, once again, you can be vaccinated and you can have some minor symptoms. There's people having symptoms right now that are vaccinated. Now, once again, the vaccine only keeps you from going to the hospital and dying.
Potentially. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, according to their numbers, 98% of the time.
Yeah, it's a very... I saw the number yesterday. There's several... In New York, there are a couple hundred people who have gone to the hospital or been very sick who were vaccinated. But it's at the percentage that they told us it would be. You know, very, 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 very low. But it is possible, Shawnee, to your point. Yes, you could get the vaccine and get sick, for sure.
But once again, we're hoping that you don't die. Because guess what? While this is a new virus, people have been getting viruses and getting sick for a long time. We all get viruses and get sick. Some of us never get sick. Our body and our immune system are always dealing with viruses. Like, that's, it's all the time. But this new virus came along, and the doctors didn't have an answer, and people were dying at a very high rate. So,
and now that people are getting vaccinated, guess what? Our numbers are down.
Exactly. So, are there risks? Yes. Should you talk to your doctor and make sure you're good to go? Absolutely. Should you do what's best for you? Absolutely. But just know, the vaccine is not a cure.
Right.
It is to prevent you from dying and going to the hospital.
It's like an extra layer of protection.
Y'all Let's heard go. The saddest story, too, about this person who got gravely ill, and they were, like, on their deathbed in the hospital and begging the nurse for the vaccine.
Yeah, that lady posted her story because she's, I think she's a nurse in Alabama, I think.
Yeah, and the person was like, I want the vaccine.
Well, and Alabama has a very low vaccination rate, and she's talking about all the young people that are coming in sick, and she's having to hold their hands while they die, and all they're begging for when they die is the vaccine, and they're saying, yo, I thought it was a hoax. I thought this wasn't real. Can't you give me the vaccine now? She's like, yo, it's too late. Vaccine can't help you now.
Ebro, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. I know we got to go to the guru, but this is an important question. I thought of you.
Yo.
The other day, and by the way, our GM, Ron, just wrote me and said that the breakthrough cases, meaning people who had the vaccine and still got sick, almost all of them are people over 65. Just a heads up. But the other day, they reported that the first case of monkeypox was reported in Dallas.
What is that?
It
sounds racist.
Laura, don't Google it. What? Yeah, by the way, it did come from Africa. It does feel racist. Laura, don't Google it. It's disgusting, right? So
it's like mutated chickenpox?
It's just a crazy version of chickenpox, right? Where you get these big ass, first of all, you get very sick, and the bumps on your face are so disgusting, right? And Ebro, my question for you is,
and why did this appear in Texas, and why are they blaming Africa?
Well, no, I believe that it's known to be something that has that existed right. previously in Nigeria, I believe.
So they called it monkeypox.
Crazy. Yo, man, guys, please don't take me down the road. I didn't name it. I don't know if it's true. That's not the point. We can argue the racism of it later. But here's my question. If you had an illness in which you had these huge, disgusting hives all over your body, do you think, Ebro, the same amount of people would be walking around with their face all disjointed like, nah, I'm good on the back, God? Or do you think...
It's all different, bro.
Wondering, though. But
Everyone would get it.
If it was physically visible, and people could see it, yes. Yeah, I think it would prompt more people to get vaccinated, for sure.
I was just thinking about the fact that
this is invisible, and all of those lumps and scarring take place in your lungs.
Inside.
Right. If people looked like a character from Men in Black, though, they wouldn't be on some.
If you saw my brother's lungs, mind you, he had a pre-existing condition. He had multiple sclerosis. But if you saw his lungs.
But you saw pictures?
Yeah. Just hard,
it's
black,
so scary.
Frail. I mean, it looked like somebody poured oil in his lungs. Like, it was nasty. It's nasty.
Listen,
it's nasty.
A friend of mine, her stomach was so severely affected by COVID that she ended up getting crazy hemorrhoids. She had to get them surgically removed. Never experienced anything like this in her life. And it was all effects of COVID.
So protect yourself.
Oof.
Let's go to gurus.
Protect your neck.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Where the squad gets together to uplift, to shine light on your darkness.
Let's cleanse the energy.
Remind you not to make stupid mistakes.
Cleanse the energy.
Light the sage, Shani and Rosenberg. Lead us in breathing exercises.
That's right.
All right, Rosenberg. Who's in need of our help?
Shouts to Jupiter.
That's right.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. The emails are coming in hot and heavy. And a matter of fact, I'm just trying to get through how backlogged we are now. So if you haven't heard your letter yet, don't worry. You too shall hear your email. Just fortunately, people have been raining down emails upon the gurus.
See.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Hey, gurus. I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 years now. Go ahead, Johnny.
Shout out to Africa.
Perfect. For most of those years... We've lived in different boroughs, and you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. Not really. It was basically a long-distance relationship, and we really only hung out on weekends.
Bronx into Brooklyn, that could be a problem.
Yeah. She said some parts of the outer boroughs are far as bleep to commute to and from.
Facts.
We've had our ups and downs, each having not been ready to fully commit to one another. Mm-hmm. At first, and unsure about our relationship given our distance. Over time, we've been able to talk through challenges and have since moved into a more serious, committed space in our relationship. Mm-hmm. Or so I thought.
What?
A few months ago, my BF asked me to move in with him. Mm-hmm. We've been living together happily, though I've spent a lot of that time back at home caring for a family member. A few days ago, one of his friends from his neighborhood who I'd recently met recognized me at the local market and asked me where my BF was. I responded that he was at the gym and was met with a confused look. He looked at my groceries and said, "Oh, I didn't realize you lived around here." I responded that I'd moved in with my boyfriend a few months back. He looked really surprised and said something along the lines of, "Oh, he said he'd been spending more time with you, but didn't mention you'd moved in." I gave my boyfriend the benefit of the doubt that my move just hadn't come up in the convo. We kept talking and walking together to the register. He made a comment about my boyfriend, like, "He told me y'all been talking to each other for about a year now, so he must really like you." I was kind of taken aback and embarrassed. We've been dating for 3 years. Had discussions about our future together and even live with each other now. And he's introducing me to people as someone he just started dating? Granted, I'm not sure how close they are as friends, but my boyfriend regularly mentions hanging out with this person, so I'm just kind of surprised. Why not claim me as his girlfriend of 3 years? Why not tell people we live together? We were friends for years before we started dating. So this is really hurtful to hear. Am I tripping? I've not met many of his friends. And it's uncomfortable to hear how he speaks about me. How do I bring this up with him? Or did I play myself by staying around now that it feels like I'm the only one who's truly invested in us? Thanks in advance for the advice.
Oh man, that was a lot.
That was a lot, bro. I quit. I was into it, though.
Now I was into it.
Started fading. Trying to wrap it up for him.
Shorty, his friend's a hater. That's not his friend. Don't believe him. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. That's not his real friend. Because one, he said too much to you, and a real friend wouldn't confide all of that and be facts. Walking with you through the shopping market and then walking
saying
with you to
more.
The car, saying all this stuff about his boy. Well, he told me, and I thought that you, and he told me, my boy is not telling you all of that. My real boy is going to be like, "A word? Y'all move? Okay. All right, yo, peace. I'm going to see you later."
Yeah. He wouldn't be like, "Yo, it's weird to me, too, because he said that you were a white girl with big boobs and you're a black skinny chick."
And he said y'all was spending more time, but, you know, I didn't know this. My friend is not saying all that.
Yeah, this is too much information. He said he spoke Spanish. Why are you speaking English?
That's not his man. He's a hater, and he's trying to play you and his so-called friend.
Or trying to smash.
So the whole getting claimed, you know, your boy might not want to disclaim everything to this guy because he knows this guy's shady.
And also, why are you overthinking having the conversation with your man so much? If you guys are close, you should really be able to be like, "Yo, I had the weirdest conversation today."
Right. You're right. You should absolutely be able to be honest with him and just let him know what's happening. And I'm pretty sure you're going to tell you, "That guy's shady. I don't mess with him."
Right.
Right. Exactly. Right. And Laura, would you hesitate to go to your man and be like, "I ran into one of your friends and he acted like we were nothing."
Right. No, absolutely not. Like, if you trust your man, if you guys are in a good space, you should be able to open up to him and tell him everything. So.
Right. She don't trust him. You don't trust him.
Yeah, you need to work on the trust in your own relationship, and you need to just bring this up and ask him about it point blank. But don't overthink everything now just because some random dude at the grocery store wanted to follow you around and keep saying things about your relationship.
Yeah, just because they hang out a lot and you've heard his name a lot, they're not real friends.
By the way, you met his ex-girlfriend? She was really hot. You should probably see her. I mean, this guy sounds like a creep.
Yeah.
He was trying to bang.
Facts.
Put a bow on it, Laura.
Yes, talk to your man. Be honest. Be upfront. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Someone you don't know claims they're friends with your partner. Starts telling you a bunch of ish, and you believe them.
Right. And write us instead of having a conversation with your partner.
Come home mad. You come home mad.
Am I tripping? Yeah, you tripping. That was your question, man. You tripping.
Yes. Yeah, definitely are.
You tripping, lady.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free, and also Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles and Summer Jam tickets next. Laura, what's the big story?
Coming up in Flashing Lights, I'll let you know what actress is joining the cast of Black Panther 2.
Ooh.
Coming up.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Megan Wright, she'll be on that Summer Jam stage. Will Cranium be one of her friends?
I just want to tell you that you make me feel so good. When you're rolling next to me, my ride.
Tone. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Flashing Lights time, let's get it.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
I'm gonna put you on to a pair of Summer Jam tickets right now for caller number 9-800-223-9797 to see A Boogie, Saweetie, Meek Mill, Migos, The Baby, Polo G, and so many surprises. Like so many. Go to Ticketmaster.com, get your tickets now, and but caller number 9, we're hooking you up. So the latest rumor is that Michaela Cole is rumored to be in the new Black Panther. Michaela Cole is, remember, did you guys watch the show I May Destroy You? Or is it May I Destroy I remember. You?
I didn't watch it.
It's so good.
But my lady watched it. It's on HBO.
Yes. Yep. So right now, the only thing that is a little weird about the story is that a lot of fans are wondering if Letitia Wright is gonna be gone.
Gone? What do you mean gone?
Like no, like she won't be part of Black Panther 2. They're saying, is Michaela gonna replace her?
Why won't Letitia Wright be a part of Black Panther 2?
It's just a conversation, Ebro. I don't understand.
That's
why.
Shuri.
Why so yeah. She? Star of I May Destroy You. Wait, producer Griff yelled at something.
I don't know what he's yelling about. His yelling out of
yeah, the yell is so crazy. Can we get a button where he could just say something? Like with just a button where he says, hey guys.
Wait, what? Homophobic tweets.
Oh.
Who? They say Shuri, who played, or Letitia Wright, who played Shuri on Black Panther 2. Griff says she had some homophobic tweets.
Isn't she, like, mad young?
Yeah, I think she's, like, 22
yes. Or even younger than that.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Letitia Wright angers fans with anti-vaccine tweets.
Oh.
Okay, I see that. Oh, that's a different article. Hold on. How many different tweets did she... Maybe some people need to stay off Twitter.
Well, I mean, but that's just like the guy who... and this is completely different because it wasn't on Twitter, but the Olympic ceremony tomorrow night in Tokyo, the lead guy for it just got canned because he made jokes about the Holocaust 20-something years ago.
Yeah, over 20 years
ago. In 1998,
yeah. As a comedian.
Rosenberg and I were just talking about that.
By the way, all I see about Letitia Wright is anti-vax tweets. I have not yet seen a homophobic thing, and I'm searching the word homophobic.
Hmm.
All I'm seeing is anti-vax.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting kicked off of Black Panther 2 for anti-vax tweets, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so.
Right. I wouldn't think
that
so.
Seems OD.
Yeah, we'll see. But also, Hulu's Wu-Tang, an American Saga, unveils its cast for season 2. We were big fans of that show.
Who we got?
So it's set to release on September 8th, and season 2 will be centered around the recording process of 36 Chambers. And fans, you know, are excited because, let me see, the new additions include Master Killa and You God, but Joey Badass won't be returning as Inspector Deck.
So they're switching that up.
Yeah, they're going to switch
it up. Damn, he wins the Oscar, now he's out, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's because his new role on 50 Cent's Power Book 3.
Ah.
So,
yeah, it's a good role.
Yes.
Listen, yo, Rosenberg, you got to watch this Raising Kanan.
A lot of people are saying it's fire.
Now, by the way, I can't keep track of like what show is what with 50. Does it not matter? Like, you could just watch this on its own, right?
Yeah, this doesn't. You don't have to. I don't think you've had to have watched Power to watch this all the way.
Because I'll be honest, it's over. I didn't watch Power. It's not going to happen now.
I don't think you need it. It's just this getting one started, and it's only one it's one episode in, so I can't
Boom. And
I can't
tight.
Even tell you that you need to have watched Power to get it, but I don't think so. And I don't think you need to have watched Power Book 2 to get this either, because it takes place before everything. Yeah, yeah, it's a different era.
Oh, it's a prequel. Got it.
Okay,
Update, by the way, on Letitia Wright. At Culture Crave, which is a verified entertainment account, posted, Letitia Wright facing backlash after resharing an anti-vax and transphobic video on Twitter. She also liked tweets about canceling Black Panther 2 and recasting Shuri.
So she may not want to be a part of it. So who knows?
So let's see. Let's see where
this
goes. Let's
see. That's your flashing light, Triple. The time is 8:56.
Oh, yo, wait. Hold up. Dr. Dre's trending.
Is it because he has to pay his ex-wife $300,000?
It is. $3 million a year to the ex-wife. $300,000 a month until she dies or remarries.
$3 million a year is light work. He's good. Light work.
I ain't got it.
Really? She dies. You don't have as much money as Dr. Dre?
I don't think any of us combined here in the entire building have enough money.
Sounds like a lot to me.
$3 million a
year.
That's
your Flesh and Lights report. 8:55, high of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Now, there's a note here that says the decision is only temporary until a final decision is made. The documents read Dre is ordered to pay, blah, 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 blah. And he's got to keep paying her health insurance, too. His ex-wife. Listen, they've been together how long, though? 20-something years?
Yeah, over 20 years.
So, listen, she's entitled to some money for sure.
You are now rocking with... Yeah. Rocking with... Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!